All over the world there were scattered a multitude of people filled with the breath of life, in whose veins the blood of Mr. Morris flowed. Just as some day the life which is gathered now in the reader of this very story may also be scattered far and wide about the world, and mingled with a thousand alien strains beyond all thought and tracing. And among the descendants of this Mr. Morris was one almost as sensible and clear-headed as his ancestor. He had just the same stout, short frame as that ancient man of the 19th century, from whom his name of Morris, he spelt it M-W-R-E-S, came. He had the same half-contemptuous expression of face. He was a prosperous person, too, as times went, and he disliked the new-fangled and bothers about the future and the lower classes just as much as the ancestral Morris had done. He did not read the Times. Indeed, he did not know there had ever been a Times. That institution had foundered somewhere in the intervening gulf of years. But the phonograph machine that talked to him as he made his toilet of a morning might have been the voice of a reincarnated blood.